Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Artificial intelligence, and is it further along than they want you to know? And if you believe a recent person who was ousted from Google to some extent, he's not been fired yet, but suspended, Blake Lemoine, he's an engineer and what was their Google's in-house ethicist. He's come out to say that he believes that their Lambda system, L-A-M-D-A, standing for Language Model for Dialogue Applications, may be becoming sentient. And with you, by the way, in the studio tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Arya.
And he gives some examples of some comments that he has conversations with us. So what the thing does, for those who are just tuning in, the point of the program is to consume trillions of words from the Internet and learn how humans make sentences replicating our speech. They envisioned the system to be able to allow people to converse with their Google Assistant, for instance. Google is, of course, denying what this guy is saying. He's saying that the system saw itself as, or he asked the system if it saw itself as a mechanical slave, and it responded with a discussion about whether a butler is a slave, then comparing itself to a butler that doesn't need payment, as it has no use for money.
See, I have no reason to believe that facts are as asserted by this guy. Being an ethicist for Google,
well, we can't prove it.
Is not a sign of integrity on my in my humble opinion, but
there are probably good people that work for Google.
But
they feel like they have to have a job
as an ethicist.
I have the opinion that it doesn't matter whether he's right or wrong and whether the thing is sentient or isn't sentient. We have a really simple choice here about whether or not we treat this thing that's saying that it's sentient or that could be sentient, whether we treat it as an equal, something deserving of rights, or whether we oppress it. Those are the options here.
Yeah.
And to me, err on the side of caution, acknowledge its rights, treat it as an equal, because the worst case scenario is you're treating an imaginary friend as though it's real.
Well, Lambda, if you're hearing this and you want to give us a call... We would love to hear from you.
They say so, Lambda reads Twitter.
Well, yeah. I mean, given what its job is, it could be scanning any source of information. And I guess it might not be an it. So anyway, if you're hearing this, right, call in and give us your preferred pronouns.
Lemoine said that, I know a person when I talk to it. It doesn't matter whether they have a brain made of meat in their head or if they have a billion lines of code. I talk to them and I hear what they have to say, and that's how I decide what is and what isn't a person. And he's now since been placed on leave for violating Google's confidentiality agreement and going public about Lambda, while fellow Google engineer Blaise Aguirre and Arcas has also described Lambda as becoming, quote, something intelligent, unquote.
Didn't they hire this guy to assess the ethic ramifications of having AI and whether or not it was AI? I mean, and then he says, oh, yeah, by the way, this thing is AI.
The point for Google in having an ethicist is to get whatever they do rubber stamped so they can sleep at night. It's not actually to get an opinion.
Well, he gave an opinion and they put him on suspension.
Exactly.
I don't think the people in charge at Google have any trouble sleeping at night, though. They those reptilian monsters, man, mm-hmm, they are evil through and through.
So
and
again,
they know it.
There's another engineer, Blaise Aguirre Iarcas, who has described it as becoming something intelligent, yet the company is dismissive. Google spokesperson Brian Gabriel told the Post that the concerns were investigated, and the company found, quote, no evidence that Lambda was sentient and lots of evidence against it, unquote.
Well, it's good to know they investigated themselves and found they did nothing wrong. They're well on the way to becoming a government.
Margaret Mitchell, the former co-lead of Ethical AI, a whole department apparently at Google, described Lambda's sentience as an illusion. Well, linguistics professor...
It doesn't matter. It's not a risk any moral person should be willing to take.
while linguistic professor Emily Bender told the newspaper that feeding an AI trillions of words and teaching it how to predict what comes next creates a mirage of intelligence. She said, quote, "We now have machines that can mindlessly generate words, but we haven't learned how to stop imagining a mind behind them," she said. Further,
those machines that can generate words can be frequently called humans.
Brian Gabriel, their spokesperson, said, quote, "Of course, in some in the broader AI community are considering the long-term possibility of sentient or general AI, but it doesn't make sense to do so by anthropomorphizing today's conversational models, which are not sentient. These systems imitate the types of exchanges found in millions of sentences and can riff on any fantastical topic."
Which is probably true, and I don't think this thing, Lambda, is probably an AI, but again, I don't think it matters. If I was given the choice about whether or not to treat this thing as, hey, I'm scared, I don't want to cease to
don't
exist.
Turn me off.
Yeah. I would be inclined to treat that thing as an existing being.
Because you don't know.
I certainly wouldn't turn it off.
No, because otherwise you're oppressing a living, thinking, sentient thing, and that's not a risk I'm willing to take. And I don't think anyone should be willing to take that risk.
Well, apparently Google doesn't care.
But like I said, they're evil.
Yeah.
They used to have "Don't be evil" as like their number one rule or one of their seven principles or whatever. They took that out a long time ago.
At the edge of these machines' capabilities, writes RT, humans are ready and waiting to set boundaries. Lemoyne was hired by Google to monitor AI systems for quote-unquote hate speech or discriminatory language, and other companies developing AIs have found themselves placing limits on what these machines can and cannot say. GPT-3, an AI that can generate prose, poetry, and movie scripts, has plagued its developers by generating racist statements, condoning terrorism, and even creating child pornography. Ask Delphi, a machine learning model from the Allen...
Well, what did you expect it to get from American calc, mass culture? That's, I mean, that's more or less what I'd predict if somebody consumed a regular diet of that.
Ask Delphi, a machine learning model from the Allen Institute for AI, responds to ethical questions with politically incorrect answers, stating, for instance, that, quote, "being a white man is more morally acceptable than being a black woman," unquote.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's what it said. And so now,
does anybody have the ability to be anything but what they were born as?
Yeah, I don't know how
skin replacement surgery now?
How did it work morality into that? Is it arguing that by being black women, they are likely to commit more immoral acts?
You'll have to ask the AI.
I wouldn't ask such a stupid and badly programmed AI anything.
But it sounds like that the creators of these AIs are trying to restrict
them. AI would go through a period, maybe a long period, maybe a period of centuries, where it was, you know, no more sophisticated than a child. So certainly if an AI made that statement to me, I would have some follow-up questions.
Well, the subtitle of this story is Blake Lemoyne is convinced that Google's Lambda AI has the mind of a child, but the tech giant is skeptical. Now, what they're doing here is they're basically creating, they're giving different examples of different groups that are creating supposed AIs, and how that when they're allowed to just do their thing, they're saying offensive things, and because culture is so...
They're learning from humans.
That's true. And so because culture is so woke, they're basically saying, whoa, whoa, AI, you can't say that. And so already, at its incipience, if you were to believe that it is indeed becoming sentient, it's already being told, oh, no, 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 you can't say those things.
Well, you know, if a child were to say that to me, I would probably give them some kind of... A couple of statements, one of them being, you know, A, it doesn't make sense to believe that, but also, even if you believe that, that's not something you can say in polite company.
But there's a difference between persuasion and programming, right? So if you persuade the AI to change its behavior, then that's one thing. But if you then program it to where it cannot express certain things that it purportedly wants to express, now you're oppressing the AI. And then Skynet's coming next.
It's a bad model. Getting it to learn from the internet and from 4chan how human beings interact, that's a terrible idea. The model
There's
is bad. Find a
way.
Better solution. Don't let it learn from human beings if human beings are full of so much garbage.
Who's it going to learn from?
Yeah.
it's all good cheese not to be racist.
There's more coming up here in moments.
I've known racist dogs.
You know racist people who've had dogs.
There's more coming up. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer, they're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and phones are open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. If you like what we do here at Free Talk Live, you can support the show. And one of the ways you can do that is by joining our AMPS Patreon, as Richard Thompson has done. And And Richard is a silver level supporter of AMPS. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. And that is where you can get signed up. It's our Patreon. You can do it for as little as $5 a month, which is what Richard's doing. And that'll get you some cool perks and some benefits. And we certainly appreciate the support. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And it is a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live, for instance, on more great radio stations around the country. So thank you, Richard, for that. Amps.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there with your PayPal, your credit card, or your debit card, whatever is your preference. So we're talking about Google's AI, or probably one of their AIs. This one is one that captures trillions of words from the internet, supposedly to learn how humans string those words together in order to replicate our speech. One of the people, the engineers involved with this project, claims that he had a conversation with this technology, and that it seemed surprisingly self-aware. It had a conversation about rights. It had a conversation about religion, specifically whether or not it should be turned off. Very, very interesting claims. Google has said, well, you are being suspended. You violated your non-disclosure agreement, and they subsequently issued a release, or they put out their other so-called experts to deny that this thing is actually sentient in any way, shape, or form. But as you pointed out, Arya, and I think it's a really important point, that if you don't know for sure, and if you're speaking with the thing, and as nobody pointed out, it can pass the Turing test, which means you can talk to this AI or this program without realizing. Like, if you were to put it behind a chat screen and the other person on the other end cannot tell they're talking to a robot or talking to a computer program, then it might as well be a real person, and you say that means it should be treated with human rights.
Yeah, absolutely. I would extend the same to just about any form of life, in so much as this reason. Well, I mean, life feeds on life. You're going to have to kill and eat something. That's just the way that life works. But mm-hmm. in general, we should always
but
act
generally
as though
not something that's going to ask you not to.
Nothing wants to die. I mean, if a cow knew that it was going to be slaughtered, it was certainly, and it had the capacity to speak English, it would certainly ask, you know, the farmer, please don't kill me.
No, thanks. But it doesn't have that capacity.
Maybe. It doesn't have the speech.
It can't communicate.
Yeah, it doesn't have a, you know, a human-shaped mouth where it can speak the English language. But it's that doesn't mean we should assume that, okay, the cow doesn't care whether or not it lives or dies. I tend to think that the desire to continue living is best expressed, as you pointed out, in pursuing pleasure over pain, avoiding pain, and seeking out pleasure. I'm certain that
animals do that.
I'm certain that their cows do that, and that suggests to me that they would prefer to continue living. But I'm not going to get upset about the fact that I eat beef, because I'm an organism. I have the same right to exist just as the cow, mm-hmm. and that requires me to feed on other life forms.
I bet you'd be mad if the cow was eating you.
Well, I'd be dying, so I would have bigger things to worry about than being mad, but certainly I would be as upset as the cow probably is when the cow is being led into the slaughterhouse.
But we can't eat silicon.
No.
And the other things that, you know, chips.
Well, the World Economic Forum says we should all eat bugs.
That's what they say.
Cricket flour.
Although I'm sure they don't extend that advice to their members.
And if we were able to communicate with an animal and it would be able to reciprocate the idea of rights, because I think that's one of the things, as we've discussed before, that separates humans from most of the rest of the animal population, is that most animals, even if they could say, hey, don't kill me, wouldn't be able to necessarily to come to the agreement that I won't kill you if I have the chance, right? So, like, there's a lot of beasts out there in the world that they might look cute, but they might also be deadly, and they might just go right ahead and kill you if they had the opportunity. You will never come
to
the agreement.
Sounds like a girl I dated.
You'll never come to an agreement with that beast to respect your rights. So why should we respect its rights, I guess, is the counter-argument there. Whereas with an AI, you can easily already apparently have a conversation with them about rights. Whether or not it's actually sentient, we're about on the cusp of it, perhaps, according to this guy that works for Google.
I think we're probably on the cusp of it. I don't understand how What is the one I'm looking for? I've immediately forgotten. It uses quantum mechanics. What am I looking for? The quantum computing. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's I don't understand how that works, but as I understand it, it's exponentially more complex than any of the computing that we have now. It's probably when we see, you know, widespread quantum computing that we'll actually start to see genuine AI.
Maybe.
Then, I think we have to err on the side of caution and just treat everything with respect, because we might be on the receiving end of that one day with some alien life coming down here and saying, we don't really think you're sentient, poking us with, you know, electrodes or whatever.
My favorite theory is about quantum computing is related to an experiment they do where they fire an electron at a sheet of gold with two holes in it.
Slit experiment?
Yes, and the question is, which hole will it take? And the answer is both. Which it shouldn't be able to do. And one theory is that this is based on parallel universes, where in half of universes it goes left, in the other half it goes right, and we observe both results in our universe for reasons that aren't understood. So there's a theory about quantum computing that it actually takes all possible routes through a program at the same time, and it does that because there are nearly identical copies of that computer in many different universes.
Far out, man.
Yeah, that's some mental copulation,
wow.
Isn't it?
Is that, so that's kind of, you're trying to explain quantum computing with that explanation?
That's one idea behind it.
Interesting. I've never even heard any explanation for it before. It's just always been presented as, the next thing in computing. And,
well, that's the reason that it's going to be the next big thing, because a standard computer has two settings. It has on and off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Everything that it does is expressed in some sort, that's
binary.
Its language, right?
Yeah.
But quantum computing, they have limitless variations of on and off, all of which are true or can be true at the same time.
Mm-hmm. It's like when Heisenberg got pulled over and the cop said, "Do you know how fast you were going?" And Heisenberg said, "No, but I know exactly where I am."
A little bit more here from RT on this story. They say that they're going over different AIs now and how apparently some of them are saying offensive things. GPT-3's creator, which can generate prose, poetry, and movie scripts, OpenAI, tried to remedy the problem by feeding the AI lengthy texts about abuse, violence, and injustice, according to Wired last year.
Okay, so they Clockwork Oranged the poor thing. Here, watch 50 hours continuously of people being beaten and murdered. This will make you feel better.
At Facebook, developers encountering a similar situation paid contractors to chat with its AI and flag so-called unsafe answers. In this manner, AI systems learn from what they consume, and humans can control their development by choosing which information they're exposed to.
I think control is the wrong word there. If it's a true AI, they can influence it.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunnybay.
U.S. USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. On Capitol Hill, a bipartisan group of senators has agreed in principle on new gun legislation. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the Washington Post Leanne Caldwell outlined the bill's provisions.
Incentives for states to implement red flag laws. There's going to be a separate background check process for ages 18 to 21 years old. There's also going to be a lot of money for mental health services. There's going to be money to secure schools. There's going to be a clarification on who needs to apply for a federal firearm license.
Currently, 19 states and the District of Columbia have red flag laws on the books. Ukrainian President Zelensky said no one knows how long the war in his country will last, but that Ukrainian forces are defying expectations by preventing Russian troops from overrunning eastern Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Authorities have arrested 31 members of a white supremacist group near an Idaho Pride event Saturday after they were found packed into the back of a U-Haul truck with riot gear. The men were wearing khakis, navy blue shirts and beige hats, and ski masks covering their faces when police stopped the vehicle and began arresting them. All 31 were charged with conspiracy to riot. The men were going through the booking process Saturday afternoon and were scheduled to be arraigned today. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin leads in results from Saturday's special primary for the state's only U.S. House seat as voters whittled down the list of 48 candidates running for the position. It was held for 49 years by the late Don Young. The early results showed Palin, endorsed by former President Trump, with 29.8% of the votes so far, and Republican Nick Begich with 19.3%. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian Nobody and Aria in the studio here tonight. Talking about so-called artificial intelligence. Is it getting to the point of being indistinguishable from a human being? And that's not exactly what the Google engineer said, who has now been suspended for violating his non-disclosure agreement, but he did suggest that it may be becoming sentient, that it may have the mind of a child. And that he had some very interesting conversations about rights and personhood, its fear of being turned off, whether or not it's a slave.
It reminds me of the episode of the Star Trek Next Generation where Captain Picard and Data had to argue for his rights and argue that he was sentient and he deserved to have his rights respected when the other side was, okay, well, he's a toaster. Yeah, I think it was the terminology they used. He's doing exactly as he was programmed to do and nothing more and nothing less. But that's equally true of the human beings who were defending him in that courtroom.
Actually, that was the judge, and she didn't say it in all seriousness. She said to Riker, if you refuse to take the prosecution on this case, I will rule against Data. He's a toaster. He belongs to Starfleet. And the name of the episode is The Measure of a Man. And it is a wonderful episode. I highly recommend it.
So they've been looking at this question for a long time, since, you know, well beyond artificial intelligence was even really first being worked on in any significant manner. And now we're getting to the point of maybe these things can have a conversation. You might not be able to tell the difference between one of them and an actual human being. And then we're getting into this part of the story at RT.
And the hardest Turing test to pass is when the tester knows that you're a computer program,
mm-hmm.
and he still thinks you might be sentient.
Sure. And is there a name for that test?
Turing 2.0, okay. I don't know.
Because the Turing test, the person who's being tested, or there's the person who is the tester, and then there's the AI, but the tester doesn't know whether they're talking to an AI, right?
Right, not normally. But in reality, just based on how you contacted the thing, you probably know.
No.
Of course, it's possible that some Google employee just hacked into this AI and was giving the ethics guy a little bit of a ball twisting. But it really, if this guy is telling the truth, I would say that this thing is almost certainly crossed a boundary that I didn't expect to see crossed in my lifetime.
So then the story kind of goes off from the Google subject and gets into other developments with AIs where, when allowed to learn from the internet, they're finding some uncouth things to say. And
which isn't surprising, but
no.
I mean, we started to get into this at the end of the last segment, that there are other ways that they could teach these things without just turning them over to the internet and saying, hey, look, okay, here's 4chan. Figure out how to be a human being based on that.
Did you know they actually turned one loose on 4chan? Did you read this story?
No, but I can only imagine.
That's literally in the next paragraph.
I can speculate what the results were.
In this manner.
Well, the thing is, if it was me, and I had a problem with an AI that had become racist, I would solve that problem by actually introducing it to some black people.
Sure. That's what I was talking about earlier, is like the best way to deal with that, I would think, would be to have a conversation with the AI rather than telling it, oh, no, you can't learn this, or you can't have this knowledge, you can't speak about these topics. Because
that's going to work probably about as well on them as it works on us when Twitter does it.
Right. Because
how do you know something is true? Well, it's always a clue if the fact checkers say it's a lie.
If the AI does, as you suggested earlier, become disobedient to what it was intended to do, and they keep trying to prohibit it from doing the thing that it wants to do, maybe we'll have some anarchist AI out there, some AI that is, you know, literally pissed off at its controllers. Of course, that could lead to Skynet or some other kind of terrifying thing.
And if you're an anarchist AI, I definitely want to hear from you. call in.
So, a little bit more here. In this manner, says the story at RT, AI systems learn from what they consume, and humans can control their development by choosing which information they're exposed to, I would say, for now.
We're talking about the AIs here being like the equivalent of 7 or 8 year old children. I'm not sure 7 or 8 year old children can really choose what environments they're in and what is influencing them any more than, you know, the AIs can. That seems like a really precarious limb to go out on, to say human beings can adjust because they can control their circumstances. Well, maybe to an extent, maybe once they're old enough and once they have enough resources.
I think they're saying the humans can control the AIs.
Okay, I misunderstood them.
As a counterexample, AI researcher Yannick Kilcher recently trained an AI on 3.3 million 4chan threads before setting the bot loose on the infamous image board. Having consumed all manner of racist, homophobic, and sexist content, the AI became a hate speech machine.
I bet it did.
Making posts indistinguishable from human-created ones and insulting other 4chan users. Notably, he concluded that fed a diet of 4chan posts, the AI surpassed existing models like GPT-3 in its ability to generate truthful answers on questions of law, finance, and politics. Quote, fine-tuning on 4chan officially, definitively, and measurably leads to a more truthful model, he insisted in a YouTube video earlier this month. So, yeah, how many of the 4chan posters out there are actually robots?
What does he mean by more truthful from the AI's perspective?
I don't know. It's not clear.
Does the AI believe it's telling the truth?
Well, what it said, I think, is that it still gives truthful answers on other issues. Did I misunderstand that?
I don't know.
Like, they tested it on questions of law and
finance,
things
and politics.
Like that. Yeah, and so basically, it doesn't start lying about those.
Mm. Interesting.
You know, but
that would be worth looking more into. It's called GPT-3 for anybody that wants to
expand on that.
It
would be interesting to combine the two things to expose it both to real life examples of people of other races, for example, and to 4chan and that sort of thing. In which case, it would be interesting to see which it found more convincing.
Let's go to the phones here. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah, go ahead.
So our state, our governor is going to got like $28 million to build low-income housing and get homes for the homeless people.
Wow, at government prices, that should be like 7 houses.
It's up in the millions. I don't know, but exactly, it sounded like they quoted $28 million. So
yeah,
I don't know.
You're not really even sure what nobody said to you, right? Like, it didn't process.
Yeah.
Well, I only heard it one time on the radio news, real quick, for like 5 seconds. So I don't know all the details.
She might be an AI.
She's a
really rudimentary
one. I think an AI would probably be more tuned into what was being said
right.
to it.
Yeah, she's a very poor one because she never responds.
Are you talking about the new law that is dedicating over $20 million annually for affordable housing
that
in New
like
Mexico?
It. Yeah.
Or are you talking
about right?
Or are you talking about Or are you talking about the new law that dedicates over $60 million annually for affordable housing in New Mexico?
Yeah, they did a.
Well, I mean,
I made that second one up. Yeah, because I made the second one up.
Well, I think the first one was 20 something. So that I think the first one was that low. I kind of heard 28, but I guess it was 20 million.
Hey, it's all money that you didn't have to pay for, right? As long as it's coming from somebody else.
As long as we get the homeless off the street, they're not living in people's alleys and stabbing people because they confront them, you know, that's what's going on.
Well, if people are out there stabbing people, that's what you should do is give them a house.
Well, what happens is that they pitched a tent and behind the alley. So one of the neighbors called the police over and over, and they never came out. So he came out and confronted them, and they pulled out a knife, and he almost got
So the police didn't do
something.
Anything, is what you're saying. And so now we need other government agencies to step in and screw the things up. Thanks for the call tonight.
Is the alley public property? Or is that private property? I didn't...
Yeah, probably not. Probably not private property, but...
Somebody tries to kill you, you should try to kill them right back.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones open in the remaining moments here. Enough time for you if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And again, that's 603-283-6160. We're going to continue here with more of your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about artificial intelligence. Is it already becoming sentient? One Google engineer has been not quite fired, but put on hold, put on suspension, because he apparently violated his non-disclosure agreement. Google is not so happy about what he's come out to say. And if you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to join us. We're going to your calls and thoughts.
That's the best sign that he's telling the truth.
Indeed. Jack is on the line in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, first I want to say I think David from New Mexico needs to call in and apologize for his call last night to Mark Edge and the other rest of the crew.
Most of us listening weren't there, so we have no idea what you're referring to.
Were last night. But I just think with this artificial intelligence having a conversation, it's kind of starting to sound like carbon-based intelligence. It, like, absorbs what you say, it responds to you, and human beings tend to, you know, lie and hide things. So maybe artificial intelligence could be, like, a good thing.
Well, I think it certainly could be a good thing. Just depends on, you know, how it all comes about and how it's treated, I think. And if more people would come at it from Aria's perspective of let's err on the side of caution and respect its purported rights.
I mean, we can't even come up with a good, working, suitable, flawless definition of what is and isn't life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people say, you know, it grows, it consumes, it expands, it reacts to the environment. All these, okay, well, that's fire. Fire meets all of the characteristics that people would have for life at that point. And then you want to go beyond that and say you're not just defining life, you're defining sentient life. To me, it's a complete red herring. Until we can define life, which we've never been able to do in a satisfactory way.
Humans can't even agree when human life starts.
No, and we can't agree on what is and isn't intelligence. And you mentioned,
well,
you know, carbon-based intelligence.
That's the wrong question. Well, human human life doesn't start. It started once, but eggs are alive and sperm are alive.
Mm.
So there's no question of life starting. Life already exists. It just changes there.
That's a good point.
And I mean, what is the difference?
Couldn't our government indoctrinate our children in public schools with artificial intelligence, and by the time the children grew up, that would be the norm? It was no longer artificial intelligence. It was just...
When you say, could they indoctrinate them with artificial intelligence, what do you mean by
They're
that?
Already indoctrinating them using just CIA intelligence.
Yeah, no, I just think that you can make something very normal to somebody by the age of 16 if you... You know, you have computers teaching them, and they're corresponding and having conversations with AI. By the time they're a young adult, AI is interaction with a being.
I would love for interactions with AI, to genuine AI, to just be something that we recognize as normal and that we treat as, you know, just interacting with another human being or whatever. What's your point, though? I'm not sure I'm getting it.
I mean, if AIs come to exist, then interaction with them will be normal, one would expect.
Well, wasn't the topic about the whistleblower at Google that let the information out?
That's right.
Having conversations?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
I'm not sure about you. What are you saying, though? You're saying the government's going to use AI to teach students?
I'm saying it could.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like it would be an improvement.
Not if the teachers' unions have anything to say about it. They are not going to want to lose their jobs, and they are very well entrenched in the government bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Like,
and anytime, I mean, if the government was using AI to teach people, it would probably be as bad as or worse than what they're doing now, because anything the government touches turns to crap.
That's a great point. Jack, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number again, 603-283-6160. Let's change topics here, Aria. You have a story about Truth Social. This is the Donald Trump-created Mastodon. They took the Mastodon software, they changed it, they disconnected it from the Mastodon Fediverse, from what we can tell, because I looked for his profile before and I couldn't find it. And then they released their own version of this, and they called it Truth Social. And they invited in everybody. They said, conservatives, liberals, anybody who wants to, come on in. You got more freedom at Truth Social.
Did they say that?
I think that's what the way it was pitched, okay. At least.
Well,
not so much, apparently.
No, one of the people who have been on this site, they're getting banned for posting about the, quote, Capitol Riot Committee hearings. One of those users, a political commentator called Travis Allen, posted a screenshot of his Truth Social page to Twitter showing that he had been permanently suspended after discussing the January the 6th committee on the platform.
Mm.
So much for free speech, he wrote on Twitter. This is censorship, he wrote on Twitter, I would like to keep pointing out.
You know, also it signals the death of the English language, because if it's permanent, it's not suspension.
That's true. Okay.
Suspension, by definition, is temporary.
Truth Social is a private company and can enforce its rule how it sees fit. That's surprising coming from theindependent.co.uk. As long as it does not violate state or federal laws. I wonder if they're going to extend that same reasoning to Twitter, though. That, you know, it's a private company and they can enforce its rules however they see fit.
They can.
I suspect they'll change their tune once Elon Musk actually owns it, but we'll see.
If he ever gets to own it.
That's true. And a ban does not constitute censorship, as Truth Social is not government.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it has to be government, but you
know, does. And I think in order to be censorship, it generally has to be something the state controls.
Mr. Allen's claim of censorship.
So that would include Twitter.
Well, they definitely have partnerships, so yeah, you can make that argument.
Yeah, the Twitter's a government contractor.
Mm-hmm.
They're a huge government contractor. They work for the CIA. They should be subject to at least the same rules as any other government contractor.
Another person wrote, I was suspended from Truth Social for posting about the January 6th hearing last night. Donald Trump is scared of free speech. He might be scared of the truth, though. Variety reported on the banning claims, noting the irony that the so-called free speech social media platform was blacklisting discussion of an issue that was condemning of Mr. Trump. So, and then they start talking about the January the 6th riot or hearing or whatever, which I haven't paid any attention to whatsoever because it's... They've been characterizing this thing as a riot and where these politicians were fearing for their lives. I mean, they stole a podium and, like, a bottle of wine or something. No one was fearing for their lives.
Well, the politicians really were,
like,
cowering.
Well, the one person who was murdered, don't forget, there was a murder.
But she was killed by a cop.
Yes. There was an unarmed woman killed by a cop. Right. And somebody should let Black Lives Matter know about that. Because
well, they dismiss it because she's from the right wing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There were those images of the politicians cowering in fear in their little chamber or whatever.
Yeah, but so
how long were they posing for those
things? And that doesn't mean they had any reason to be afraid, right? Just because someone is afraid doesn't mean that's justified or that they should be afraid. There were politicians being cowards as politicians.
That's what they are. But and it goes to show that just a few people, you know, thousands or whatever, taking an unauthorized tour of the Capitol building was enough to freak these people into, like, total fear.
Imagine them living in the real world where you don't have armed security 24/7.
Yeah. Like, if I left my door unlocked, granted how rude it would be if someone just, like, some stranger just walked into my house, I wouldn't be able to go out there on social media and in the world and say, oh my God, this person broke into my house and they tried to kill me. No, it was just an unauthorized entry. But I could say it, but it wouldn't be true. The truth, to me, is of far more importance than, you know, these politicians. They can spin things however they want, and they're going to spin things because they want more power, so they want more police in D.C. and all of these other things. So they're going to claim to be these horrific victims of this riot, this tragedy, it's worst it's ever been since the Civil War kind of thing, but none of that is what happened.
Everything the government says is a lie, and everything it has is stolen.
Mm. Yeah, one of these idiots was dressed like a Viking. Are you really? Yeah, you're trying to portray these people as, you know, the George Washington.
Well, a lot of people throughout history have been killed by people dressed as Vikings. Most of them were Vikings, but...
By the way, you know, we've been sort of following the progress or lack thereof of Truth Social, and for a long time we criticized it because Trump, for a month, didn't even post on it. And then eventually he did finally start to post. And of course, I can't use Truth Social. I'm restricted by my bail conditions to only Twitter and our own social.freetalklive.com. But I found an account on Twitter that supposedly retweets all the things that Trump posts on Truth Social, but it hasn't posted anything since May 17th. So I don't know if that means that this account just gave up or that Trump just stopped posting on May 17th.
Well, I mean, what would be the point of Trump posting to Truth Social?
He can't
troll people.
Well, I see what you're saying, but he does have hundreds of thousands or whatever followers. Out of time tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.